Boys of the Cape, drive time, welcome back. 072-238-0712 is the WhatsApp line. That's where you can get us, and why not? The PPE procurement scandal, which saw vital COVID-19 funds going down the drain to politically connected people, has brought the issue of South Africa's tender system into the spotlight. So, the question is, what can be done to make government procurement at least more corruption-free? Corruption-free, that's music to our ears. Online is Larissa Cornelius, Chair of the Association of Proposal Management Professionals of South Africa. Laris, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Well, this is an interesting organization. I've never heard of it before. Association of Proposal Management Professionals of South Africa. What exactly does the organization do?
So we are a non-profit professional organization. So we're the professional body for anybody that is working within winning business, be that from sales, those actually developing the sales roles, and those around proposals and responding to tenders. And we've actually been around for over 11 years. We're having our 11th year annual conference, and we are an international organization with over 10,000 members internationally. So it's a relatively good-sized organization.
And, of course, the big questions at the moment are procurement procedures or the tender processes in terms of government. And I wouldn't have to tell you that COVID-19 certainly made a lot of South Africans angry.
Absolutely. And I think even before COVID-19, you know, the governance around the tender process has been in the spotlight really since state capture. And, you know, what that's really done is it started to bring the tender profession also to the forelight. I mean, if you look at fraud and corruption, it's something that happens on both sides. It's not always just on the procurement side. It's also on those responding to tenders, which is really why it's so critical that there's a focus around the professionalization of both of those functions. People that are responding on the procurement side, people that are responding to tenders, it's also been seen very often as sort of this administrative function. But actually, there's a very strategic role to the function of responding to tenders, to winning business. The forms that you're filling in that there's actually meaning to what's being put there. There's an audit trail that needs to be followed. There's a need for the process to be more transparent, because ultimately it all needs to correlate through to our constitution, and the procurement act that it relates to is it needs to be fair, it needs to be a competitive process, it needs to, you know, allow for those equal opportunities, provided where there is obviously the requirement for preferential procurement, so that it actually starts empowering those and empowering, you know, black-owned SMEs and QSEs. We've seen the president talk about allocating 40% to women. So it's really about, you know, bringing up the previously disadvantaged, but also ensuring that it's a fair process to enable sustainable businesses.
And, of course, I mean, most South Africans will say the process hasn't been very fair, has it? We've seen Patricia de Lille now involved in a scandal, and guess what it's about? Procurement processes, the minister wanting to shortcut them for whatever reasons, I don't know. Sometimes the minister wants to get things done quickly, and then they take shortcuts. But I'm sure you'll agree, when it comes to these things, there are no shortcuts.
No, there's no shortcuts, and, you know, I think with the new draft procurement bill as well, you know, we've been putting feedback. In fact, we put a white paper together where we sat with procurement, state-owned procurement professionals and tender professionals, putting suggestions of some of the areas that they need to look at to make the process more fair and more equitable. And we did that with our memorandum of understanding at the time with the state-owned enterprise procurement forum. But, I mean, that's why we think it's so critical to bring the procurement and the proposal professionals really together, and, you know, opportunities like the Smart Procurement World conference that's coming up, where we are joining as a guest conference from an APMP South Africa perspective is so critical. Having attended, obviously, events from Smart Procurement World before, it's really where you get to get bring buyers and sellers together, and these are the kinds of discussions that happen. And the discussions are really about creating these meaningful engagements where you have these open platforms, where you can have open discussions about the existing challenges that we're experiencing in South Africa. And certainly we are experiencing them. I mean, there is absolutely no denying that there are inefficiencies in the process. Just using the COVID examples that you brought in, you know, a lot of the issues are, you know, and it's going to be really difficult to actually bring those to task because there were certain gaps within those regulations. And I think getting that right mix is going to be a challenge that's only going to work if we get everybody sort of sitting at the table to find innovative solutions to make sure that the process is more transparent. And really, if you look at law, you look at the regulations, it comes down to that interpretation. And then once it goes into case law, then that interpretation becomes clear. And, you know, there's a big need for making sure that those processes are demystified. And so, so important to have events where you are educated, to have events like and professional associations, wherever, you know, whichever side you sit on, to make sure that you've got the right certification, that people who are members are signed to a code of ethics. And if they don't follow that code of ethics, that they hold to account. And of course, I mean, where there is really clear case of fraud and corruption, you know, those, you know, people need to be taken to task.
Yeah, I'm going to get to the code of ethics and standards a bit later. But there's another question that comes up. Do you think there's sufficient political will? And when I say political will here, I mean from the public and from the private sector, because it does take two to tango. And where there is public sector corruption, there's equal amount of private sector corruption.
Yes, I do think that there is, whether it's enough, you know, I'm not sure I could answer that question, but certainly from my experience and with the interactions that I've had and the conferences I've attended with Smart Procurement World, with APMP, where we have those platforms to have these conversations, it's certainly at the forefront of looking at what the best way forward is. And, you know, really that's, you know, it's looking at, you know, how do we make it fair and equitable? But not just that, how do we make sure that the process is also driving value? Because what tends to happen is when we want to make things fair and equitable, we also sometimes tend to say, well, let's just focus on cost. And cost is not what's going to help to bring South Africa forward. If you go and listen to the international speakers that speak around their procurement processes, you know, they also have similar empowerment processes where they really empower small to medium enterprises through their procurement process. And the way they're doing that is not by bringing it down by cost, because how can you expect these small businesses to be sustainable? It needs to be about value, and it needs to be about empowerment, so that we can ensure as well, when things are awarded through a tender process, that the country is benefiting from effective delivery. So is there a will? Yes. Is there enough of a will? No. Just the fact that you haven't heard about the Association of Proposal Management Professionals, and you're not the only one. There is so much room to grow. If we look at where we sit in comparison to the UK, the UK has over 2,000 members. In South Africa, we're sitting at just over 200 now.
Yeah,
it just shows you how far behind we are. I run a proposal consultancy company. I'm one of, you know, very few, and there's mostly it's around training and how to fill in the government forms, but not enough really around how you're bringing the best practices. Are you putting the right governance within your bid processes? In the UK and the US, there's over 1,000 proposal consultancies. So it's just to give you an idea that we have so far to go in terms of professionalizing it. And a lot of the issues that we're seeing is either that gaps are being taken in those regulations, but also I think that, you know, we are not taking the strategic role of both procurement and tendering seriously enough. You know, you can't just put anyone in and think it's an administrative role, and now you've got a tender, and yes, you have a timeline that somebody just needs to fill in that form. You know, it's about really thinking about, you know, it costs money to put tenders together, it costs resources, you're putting investment in, do it properly, make sure you're putting the right things, make sure that there's due diligence being done around the risks from both an internal and an external perspective, make sure you're dotting those I's and crossing those T's. You know, it's not just a matter of filling in a standard bidding form, like a conflict of interest form, and saying that's how you fill it in all the time. Every single opportunity you have to go, and you have to make sure that you've got processes within your organization to ensure that you've done at least to the best of your ability that due diligence to make sure no conflicts of interest exists. Your bid function should be asking those hard questions to say, guys, what have we done prior to the bid? Have we done everything that's supposed to be as per the process? Is there any irregularities in that process? Just as much as the attention all seems to be now happening around procurement, they also have a long way to go around professionalism, but they're certainly far ahead if you look at the amount of certification and training that's available versus the tendering side, where at the moment we have, you know, APMP really is at the forefront of that, and we offer the only international certification for what we do, and that's slowly starting to grow into the business development side as well. So we have a long way to go, and it's really up to organizations to say, you know what, if we've got people doing tenders, let's make sure we give them access to training, access to information. Let's make sure we've got policies and procedures within our business to understand that we know what the actual process is that we're going to do for tenders, and that we understand the risk, and we have a risk strategy, you know, for bids going forward. It's just simple things like having an audit trail.
Yeah.
And the tenders that you put together are these kinds of things that businesses sometimes tend to forget, so that if there is an issue, you know, one can go back to that audit trail, because it all comes back to an audit trail at the end of the day to make sure that the right things have happened in place from both sides.
No, exactly. And one of the words I like that you used, it's not just about the cost, it's about value. I think that's a very important term. But something else, and you've really alluded to it, but let's sort of zone in on it, SMMEs, the small to medium-sized enterprises. How important is it that companies have to have the proper credentials and the capacity and the professionalism to deliver? Because surely that's been a big weakness in terms of corruption. These SMMEs are appointed purely for the sake of a particular tender to skim off the cream from a particular deal.
100%. I mean, it is absolutely critical. And if big companies want to bid within government, then especially when you're looking at your larger size deals, that a huge portion has to be paid with SMEs. Also, governments are trying to open up more opportunities for small to medium enterprises, yet the statistics are quite crazy. In fact, about 75%, I think these were stats from last year, of SMEs are not even responding to tenders because of the perceived risk, because of the administrative nightmare. So in terms of, you know, their time to actually put tenders together versus time to do delivery, especially for your small, your really small enterprises, becomes a real challenge. But also, I think a lot of mistakes happen just purely because people are not educated. They see there's a gap. They're going to take a chance in terms of putting it together. Whereas people are educated and that process is more accessible, it's easier to resolve and step forward. And a lot of it is misunderstanding of actually the full process. But there's a lot of hindrances for SMEs in terms of getting the business. Besides just the professionalism, I think it's also when they are partnering with bigger companies or bigger companies are partnering with SMEs, is making sure that those due diligences are in place and that you're not just partnering to sort of create that tick box, that you are creating a due diligence system where you're pre-vetting and you're working on those partnerships. You know, ideally, those should be aligning to your skills development and enterprise development plans, so that it's really empowering and trying to give access to markets to those SMEs. So I think both from a big, large company to small companies, you know, the approach is vital. And I think sometimes SMEs are bullied in that approach as well, in terms of bringing costs down. And you've got to be fair, because they also need to be able to deliver. So I think it really is a quite complex environment. And I think as South Africans and businesses, and certainly with, you know, the amount of press and the amount of attention and, you know, the sensitivity in the markets around the types of language and how things are positioned has certainly come into to the forefront. You know, it's something that companies need to start thinking about quite seriously. And it's a challenge, and that's why it's so, so critical to have these types of engagements, to have events where, you know, we bring, you know, education to get the supplier, the guys, the small business enterprise, the guys that actually help to develop the SMEs, you know, get those skills development programs that start bringing SMEs and educating SMEs around this, because the biggest challenge is access to market, but it's really an education process. And we have to think quite innovatively as South Africans, and we need to also start thinking about things we have to put in place to start dealing with these challenges. So certainly, a lot of things to talk about, a lot of things that we'll be covering in our event in November, both from the procurement and from the tendering side, both sharing education, but also sharing people's experiences, understanding from the procurement side where they think bidders go wrong and vice versa. And only by doing those kinds of engagements and by getting that political will behind that is critical. And that's what I love about working with Smart Procurement World, is that they really have the chief procurement officers there. You've got from the public, from the private sector, you've got the decision makers there. You know, you've really got the supplier development, and you've got over 100 SMEs there. You're now bringing in the tender guys and the tender professionals and the business development professionals. So